can confirm that the softwares are almost updated week by week, right? I have a tablet, and every time I turn it off, and every week it says, don't turn off your computer now, it's been updated, update, right? You worked for Microsoft before. So, the update, not update, update.
Updates.
Yeah, updates. And if you do not update, your computer will not function very well. It will be very slow, right? Super slow. Right? So, spiritually, the Spirit will always update you because we don't want to go on. We are naturally, spiritually lazy. Once we practice this way, we just forever practice this way. Hard to change. So, we always have to be updated spiritually. 对不对? 不要一直留在那边。 这个教会生活到最后啊, 变成老旧了。 主说他的教会应该是没有斑点，没有什么皱纹。你看人家小孩子，小孩子，你看他没有皱纹，对不对？因为他年轻，老了像我，哇，这个皱纹就出来了，也有这样的，也有这样的，也有这样的，皱纹就出来了，老了，教会生活属灵的，不可以老。 总是新鲜的，也是长进，是不是？而且啊，永远一直地在那边更新，盼望啊，众教会都能够这样做。So may the Lord really update all the churches in these days. You know, we are not for big organization, no. But we like to go on together because we are, after all, one body. Not just one body in each locality, but all together, as one, we are the body of Christ. And Christ is our head. And we follow the Lamb wherever he goes, right? We do not follow just men. No, we don't follow men. We don't just follow any kind of a practice, but we follow the Lamb and we follow the living Word of God. That's all we do. Not very complicated, right? But we have to be faithful and always going on like the attitude of Paul, what he said in Philippians, not that I have already attained. 不是我已经达到了，保罗是这样说的。我们不要以为我们这样的聚会已经很好了，达到了。如果达到了，主就来了。那你说你达到了，为什么主没来？主没来就是因为我们还没有达到。所以保罗怎么说呢？ 我什么？他努力，努力站住，不是努力遵守，守住，不是。他说什么？努力什么？往前，向着标杆直跑。为什么要跑？因为还没有达到啊！你还没有达到的时候，你就要跑啊！这个属灵啊，要一直长进啊！你长够了吗？ 如果你说你长够了，那就完蛋了。那我就要把你买了，不是买呀，是买，买，<笑>对不对？所以不要说我们已经达到了。Oh, don't say we have already reached the goal, and we don't need any more growth. We don't need any more. We have already reached the goal. No, you haven't. Because if we do, the Lord would have come back. I really appreciate Paul's attitude, not that I have already attained. Paul says that, and he's a great apostle. But he admit he's not doing it just to be polite. No, he was genuine. He's not lying. He's not a hypocrite. But he said, not that I have already attained, but I pursue after. That means he is going on, and he won't stop until he reached the goal. Right? I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. So we should be always going on. Don't get stuck. Even in something good, don't get stuck, because there's always something better.
你不要以为够好了，不，还有更好的。 你不要以为够高了，你还有更高的，天上有天，是不是？我们中国人说，天外有天，天上也有天，因为主的所在，那比这个天还要高的。所以圣经说这个三层天，哇，这个天，是不是？所以我们要一致地前进。 所以，那个诗篇里说什么是上行之事，不要停，是不是爬楼梯？你不要以为爬两层，不是两层 ，two steps， 两阶。对了，对不起，我的中文不好，两阶啊就够了。学到两阶，还有十几阶，你还没有达到，你就累了，还是怎么样啊？ 够高了，不行，所以圣经里告诉我们是上行的，所以神呼召我们是要我们上来，到他那边去。So
we really have to ascend. So Paul in Philippians chapter 3 says, God's calling is an upward calling. He's calling you to go up. Don't think you're high enough. Right? You just went as high as Lufthansa. You came with Lufthansa? No KLM. Right? That's not high enough. Praise the Lord. So may the Lord have mercy on us. Now we come back firstly to the peace offering. In order to understand the peace offering, the best portion of the scriptures in the New Testament is Ephesians chapter 2, because it explicitly says, Christ is our peace. Christ is our peace. So, beginning in verse 11, up to, almost the end, right? Okay. Therefore,
remember that you are once Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision, and what is called circumcision made in the flesh by hands. And at that time you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers from the covenant of promise, having no hope and without God
in the world. But now, amen.
Jesus, you who once were far off have been brought near
by the blood of Christ. For he himself is our peace, who made both one and has broken down the middle wall of separation,
having
abolished in his flesh the enmity, the law of commandments contained in ordinances,
so as to create in himself one new man from the two, thus making peace, and that he might reconcile them both to God in one body
through the cross,
thereby putting to death
the enmity. Verse 17.
And he came and preached peace
Amen. For through him we both have access by one Spirit to the Father. Praise the Lord. Amen. Just up to there is good enough. So you can see, we always talk about the gospel of salvation, right? Gospel of salvation. If I ask you, Mo, what is the gospel called? You will say, well, of course, it's the gospel of what?
Salvation.
Salvation. You're going to save people. That's true. But why? Why do people need to be saved?
So they don't go to the lake of fire.
And why will they go to the lake of fire?
Because of sin.
And because of sin. And what's wrong with sin? You see, your answer has to come to the point. Because they had no peace with God. They sinned against God, and there's judgment for them. No reconciliation. No peace. What happened if there's no peace? There is war. Because you're enemies. And if you fight with God, who's going to win?
God.
Better be God is going to win. You cannot fight against God. Are you such a big enemy you can defeat God? Oh, better not think, you know. You may have a big head, but you're not going to defeat God. So, no peace with God, you are in trouble. You're in trouble. You're in trouble because you're going to face judgment. And after judgment, eternal death in the lake of fire. Believe it or not, this is going to happen. Right? If you don't believe in God, he still exists. If you don't believe in the lake of fire, it will also exist. So, you might as well believe it. And find a way of peace with God. Now, who can bring this peace? Who is able to make peace between you and God? If I were a thief, and you were also a thief, George, we come from a family of thieves. And the judge wants to look for us and put us in prison, especially you, because you stole more. Okay, George, I will try to make peace between you and the judge. You think it's okay? A thief making peace for the thief before the judge. If I don't do that, the judge will not be looking for me. Yeah? But if I appear before a judge and bring you and say, hey, this is my brother, you know, the judge look at me, I was looking for you too, you know. I am not capable to make peace between a sinner and this righteous God. Because I'm unrighteous myself. I'm a sinner myself. 一个罪人哪里能够要叫一个罪人跟神和好啊？而神不抓我还好啊，我还要去。Right? So you can say, who is qualified to make peace? Christ, because he came from God and he is righteous. He's only the righteous person that can make peace between God and us. So according to this chapter, you can really see in the Old Testament times, the covenant of the law separated the people of Israel, God's chosen people, to the rest of the Gentiles, which were God's enemies because they were idol worshippers. Right? Idol worshippers. So, God separated the two. Israel should not have anything to do with the nations. Right? God says, you will be a holy nation, a special people unto me. This is what Exodus 19 says here. So, Israel is supposed to be unto God. That's why God told Israel they should cast away all the ways of the nations, the ways they worship. Don't follow them. Don't do whatever they do. But Israel didn't hear the Lord and listen to the Lord. And at the end, they became even worse idol worshippers than the Gentile nations. So God gave them up at that time and caused them to be captured by Nebuchadnezzar to Babylon. Right? This is the history in brief. But according to God's law, the Jews and the Gentiles are fully separated. The Jews could not even eat with them. No. So they're like enemies, you see. Now the Lord Jesus came and fulfilled the law of God and then put away the law and took away the enmity, so that now in the new man there is no more difference between Jews and Gentiles. Isn't it wonderful? By the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ, in one body, the body of the Lord Jesus Christ, to make peace between Jews and the Gentiles in Christ Jesus. Only in Christ Jesus. If it's not in Christ Jesus, you know, the Jews are still the Jews, Gentiles are the Gentiles. They're still fighting each other until this very day. But in the body of Christ, there is no more difference between Jews and Gentiles, thus making peace. Read it and read it again and again until it gets into your heart. And not only peace between all of us in Christ Jesus, but it says here to make peace from both parties, Jews and Gentiles, in one body to God, to reconcile us to God. Praise the Lord. So there is no more middle wall of partition, and there should not be. But we Christians build up many more walls. In the Old Testament, there is only one wall, which is built by God, by His law, the commandments, and ordinances. But today, we have many man-made laws that separate us from one another. You have the Catholic laws, you have the state church's law, you have the denominational law, you have the man-made law, and my goodness, we put up so many walls of division today. We forgot that on the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ, all the walls, the wall. If the Lord Jesus Christ tore down the middle wall of partition built up by God's commandment in ordinances, do you think any other walls would be better than that, stronger than that? No. That means if that wall was broken down by the Lord Jesus Christ, all the walls should be broken down. Right? This is the real peace. Not to have the wall between us and fellowship over the fence. Hi. How are you doing? Right? You say, good. How about you? I say, good. As long as you don't come to the other side of the fence. Just remain on your side. It'll be good. Right? Praise the Lord. We can fellowship over the fence. Amen, Andreas? Good. Is that the peace that God wants? No. No. Right. So then he says, thus making peace, reconciling both the Jews and the Gentiles in one body to God through the cross. Wow, so wonderful. So the cross, what did Jesus Christ die on the cross? You will quote me John chapter 1, verse 29 and 30. Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin. Did he only take away the sin? What else?
Tore down the wall.
The wall, what for?
To make peace.
So the gospel is called?
Gospel of peace.
Wonderful. Praise the Lord. He got all the right answer. But we have to practice it now. But unfortunately, among the Christians, there's no peace. If you just talk about anything else, the weather, you know, you'll have peace. But once you talk about the church, what do you mean? Who's right? How come you're there and I'm here? Why don't you come to us? And you say, well, why don't I come to you? Well, why don't you come to me? Immediately there's no peace. If you talk about anything else, everybody is happy. But if you talk about our faith in Jesus, how do you meet? You have a choir? No choir? What do you mean no choir? Why? That's not a real church, no choir. Come to us, we have a nice choir. How about that, George? How come we're brothers, you go there and I come here? Or you don't like me or what? Aren't we brothers? Not just in the Lord, right? You're my real brother in the flesh. Right?
Right.
How come you go there and I come here?
He likes it here.
Think about it, right? And I'm older. You better listen to the older brother. We have all kinds of argument and then we'll be fighting. No peace. No peace, I tell you. Don't fool yourself. Don't deceive yourself. After all, we are both Christians. If we are both Christians, then why are we not one? To worship God in oneness. So, we really need to see the real peace. 是真正的和平, 是不是? So, we really need to know Christ as our peace offering, not in a superficial way. You say, I know what peace is. No. Peace with God. If you don't do what God says, you think you'll have peace with Him? If you don't do what the government says, you think you're going to have peace with the government? To have peace, you need to abide by the law. If you're lawless, there's no peace. Right? So, praise the Lord for such a wonderful peace. You can only have peace if you are in Christ Jesus and in one body in Christ Jesus. Then you can have peace. And then the cross, what does the cross do? The cross crucifies the natural Jewish people and the natural Gentile people and abolished them and crucified them on the cross and risen in resurrection to be a new man. The old man can never have peace. If you're in your old self, I'm in my old self, you will be arguing, fighting, if not now, later. Sooner or later. Right. We'll be fighting. 但是如果没有你了，也没有我了，那旧的都被钉在十字架上了。那你在基督里，我也在基督里，那你说会吵架？我们在基督里吵架，在基督里还会吵架？那你不在基督里了，你是在你这个天然肉体堕落的人的里面。 你活你自己，我活我自己，那我们就会吵架了。That's why the gospel is called the gospel of peace, because it makes peace amongst us. But if you still want to remain your old self, there will be no peace. Yeah, there will be no peace unless you just sit there and do nothing and go home. Next week you come again and do nothing and go home. Okay, then maybe we'll have peace. But you may not like my nose. What's going to happen if you don't like my nose? We won't have peace again. Because every time you see me, you're going to see my nose and you hate my nose. No peace. What are we going to do? No. So peace is, if you're enjoying Christ, you're living in Christ and Christ living in you, and it's no longer you, then we will have peace. right? And then he came and preached peace. Oh my. Right? So Ephesians chapter 6 also talks about your shoes shut with the gospel of
peace.
We Christians should be the most peaceful people. What did the Lord say in Matthew chapter 5? Blessed are the peacemaker. Peacemaker. But we don't make peace just by talking. No. If you want peace, I'll come to you. You need the gospel. You need Jesus Christ. And how? You will be crucified with Christ. So you want to be baptized? You be baptized into his death. Are you willing to die? No, no peace. Because your natural man is not a peacemaker. You're a warmonger. You like to fight with anybody. In fact, it's your hobby. My goodness. So how can we have peace? Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. I have seen so many Christians believing and still fighting. It's not just believing, it's dying. How do you die? Into the death of Jesus Christ. So that yourself will be terminated, then we will have peace. This is Christ as our peace offering. Learn not just to say, he died for me. It's very easy to say that. But you have to practice and say, I died with him. Then there's peace. If he just died for you, and he died for you, and he died for me, but we are still we will not have peace. So, every time we come here to the Lord's table, don't just say, thank you, Lord, you died for me. That's not adequate. You should say, thank you, Lord, we died with you. 谢谢主，我们已经死了，与你同死。那我们大家与他同死的话就没问题了嘛，对不对？你到那个埋葬的地方，你看那死的人都不会吵架的，安安静静在那边，大家都守规矩。死了还会什么吵架，对不对？你会不会跟死人吵架？ 死人会不会我起来跟你吵架？不会的。那我已经与基督同钉十字架了。所以活在灵里的时候，你会经历说，我这个堕落的人已经与基督同死了。那同死的现在活着不再是我，乃是基督活在我里面。 那就不是你活了，是主活在你里面。那有什么问题啊？还有问题啊？This is the real peace. Otherwise, no peace, brother. No peace. So, to realize the peace offering is not just, oh, peace. No, 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 no. A Christian always likes to say peace, peace. As if peace is just the two fingers. Even if you use four fingers, it's still bad. There's still no peace. I don't care how many fingers you use, there's no peace. Peace is when you die with Christ and you no longer live, but Christ now lives in you, then you have peace. I'm not joking. Right. I really want to experience this wonderful Christ as my peace. So, if there is no righteousness, there's no peace. If you're not in Christ, there's no peace. If you're not crucified with Christ, there is no peace. So, the gospel of peace is also the gospel of salvation. You need to be saved, not just from hell. You need to be saved from yourself. Right. Praise God. That's why we have the sin and trespass offering.
And so the peace offering is sandwiched in between the four offerings. You have a wonderful sandwich. Hey, haven't you made some sandwiches in a breakfast? You don't eat sandwich? Ah, okay. What, did you? Yeah. You have one slice here and another slice there, opened up, and then you put it up, 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 and then put it up. Now you have a beautiful sandwich. The sandwich of peace. Right? On one side, you have burnt offering and meal offering. On the other side, you have sin offering and trespass offering, and then you put a peace offering right in the middle. Look. Now our Father can enjoy a wonderful heavenly sandwich. Don't think it is just, you know, okay, now we know. No. Sometimes we have to use a little bit of illustration for us to really see what it's all about. Right? So may the Lord have mercy on us. Right? May the Lord have mercy on us. We have that wonderful song. Go home and sing it, and then read it in the scriptures, then you will see that the basis of our peace is the burnt offering and the meal offering too. And of course, no doubt, the sin and trespass offering, because if sin is not dealt with, you have no peace. Right? But because peace is very practical, you need to be for God. Because you're against God, you cannot have peace. And then to be fully for God, you need the meal offering. So these two are the basic foundation of the meal offering. Right? The base of the meal offering. So may the Lord have mercy on us. I don't think I could share much more because time is up. Now our sister was asking about the brazen or the brass serpent. Right. it may be, I think it's in Deuteronomy chapter. I remember. Is it Numbers chapter 11 or Deuteronomy chapter 11? All right, let us see. Yeah. Is it Numbers 11? I cannot remember now. Please. Help me to find it. I'm in chapter 9, I'm sorry. Yeah. Okay. Nope.
Numbers 21.
Numbers 21, not Deuteronomy. Okay, Numbers, you may be right, yeah. Numbers 21. Right, okay, yeah, that's right. Thank you, John. Right. In verse 8 and 9, the whole story is because the people of Israel were rebellious against God. And so the fiery, poisonous serpents came and bit them. And many of them died. You know, why did the Lord send a serpent? To expose us, to show us why we are rebellious, because we were all bitten by the ancient serpent in the Garden of Eden. So the Lord used serpents here as a clear explanation to show these people they were all rebellious, bitten by that serpent, having their poison, and so they all died. Many of them died. Now, then the Lord said to Moses in verse 8, make a fiery serpent, right, and set it on a standard, on a pole. And it shall come about that everyone who is bitten, when he looked at it, he shall live. So Moses make a bronze
serpent, a brass serpent, and set it on a pole. And really, when it came about that if anyone bitten by the serpent, when he looked at a bronze serpent, he shall live. Now, let's turn quickly to John chapter 3. John chapter 3, verse 14. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, Numbers 21, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believes may have eternal life. Believed in him may be healed, may live. Right? So you can really see that the Lord used the serpent of brass to talk about himself, because he is that serpent of brass. The serpent of brass is not a real serpent. The real serpent has the real poison, but the brass serpent has the likeness of a serpent. 有那个毒蛇的形状，但是没有毒， 因为它只是一个形状。 那圣经里面的那个 brass 铜，这个铜在圣经里面是预表审判。所以主耶稣被钉十字架的时候， sorry, let me explain it in Chinese because questions came from some of the saints in that speak Chinese. 所以主耶稣在约翰第三章就用那一个铜蛇。 在民数记第二十一章，主耶稣就用来说到他自己，说他自己就是那一条铜蛇。你说，哎，主耶稣怎么你是把蛇预表你自己啊？他不是真蛇，他是铜蛇，因为罗马书第八章说主耶稣来做人的时候，他是。 怎么说呢？我们来看，最好来看圣经罗马第八章，用中文的，来，求你读一读中文的吧，好不好？罗马第八章第四节，第三节吧，我想。啊？呀呀呀，第三节，第三节，呀。啊哈。对话基因肉体软弱，有所不能行的。嗯哼。 最深的形状啊！你看，这个最深就是蛇，因为人被蛇咬的时候，圣经里面说我们变成小蛇，那一个，所以这个是毒蛇的什么啊？毒蛇的形状，它成为毒蛇的形状，我们是毒蛇的种类。 主耶稣跟约书亚呢，就告诉那些法利赛人：“你们这些毒蛇的种类。”意思是，我们这些被蛇咬了，哇，坠进来了，然后我们变成一条小蛇，他是大蛇，我是小蛇。所以主耶稣来做人呢，就是来做这个成为这个毒蛇的形状而已。为什么说形状？因为像那一条。 铜蛇只有那个形状，但是没有那个毒在里面，没有那个蛇的生命在里面，因为在主耶稣里面没有罪，因为他是童女生出来的，童女怀孕是借着圣灵的，所以他没有罪。那所以主耶稣来做人的时候，就把这条铜蛇，把整个。 堕落的人类带到那个十字架上去了，所以他死的时候，就把这条蛇，撒旦就把他毁灭了，审判了他。这个是希伯来书第二章告诉我们的。接着他的死，他就毁坏那掌死权的魔鬼，就是魔鬼。 所以主耶稣基督死在十字架上的时候，就像那条 铜蛇挂在那边，所以他的死在十字架上太厉害了。主耶稣啊，他所完成的那个救恩，就是他的死在十字架上，实在是太奇妙了，是人没有办法想象到的。我想这种计划只有神才能够想出来的，感谢主。 OK, so this is just a repetition to explain the brass serpent. OK, so sorry, but the last word will be, all of this wonderful offering is not just for you to enjoy and experience. Remember, we changed that song, because the first song says all of these offerings are for us. No. Initially they are. But now we need to experience all these offerings and bring them as gift and spiritual sacrifices back to God to worship Him. You cannot worship in any other way. May the Lord open our eyes. Remember, you have to change your concept, because our concept is always, oh, God for us. 神为我，神为我，耶稣为我，耶稣为我，是不是？啊，我们有一首中文的诗， We have a Chinese song or an English song, Christ for me, Christ for me, Christ for me, Christ for me. It's always for me. Now, how are you going to be for Him? For the Father, in the true worship, you must now experience Christ as all of these offerings, and then offer them to God as food to satisfy God. Remember this. So the offerings is not just for you to experience personally. It's not for your personal profit, but for you to learn to prepare all these offerings. Come to the meeting in the Lord's Day to Jerusalem, because Jerusalem is the only place you can bring it. And today the heavenly Jerusalem is the church life. In spirit, after the Lord's table, because the Lord's table is what the bread signifies, Christ coming down from heaven, shedding His precious blood, bringing in all the blessings of God for you, not just to believe, but to eat and drink, to get it into you. 不只是相信，你要吃进去啊。你如果相信面包，相信馒头，你会不会饱啊？我信馒头。你信不信馒头？我信馒头。信就好了，你不吃啊？你信就饱了。不不不不不，主耶稣不只是信而已，是把它吃进去了，因为它要成为你的生命。啊，所以不只信馒头，要吃馒头。感谢主。So we all need to see.Right? That table is from God to you. Some people may say, oh, if you just say, thank you, Father, for sending your son, Father says, okay, what about for me? What about me? What do you have for me? Oh, just my thanks. Oh, no. And? What about my offerings from you? You see?This is important for us to see today. So after the Lord's table, you really enjoy, and I do believe if you prepare all the offerings, you will appreciate the cup and the bread. You will really appreciate, because day by day it grows in you. Then you bring all these offerings one by one to God.Don't make it so long, okay? Because we only have 40 minutes for offerings. If you take 30 minutes, my goodness, then you're the only one who can offer the offering. Don't be selfish, okay? Just 3 minutes is good, not 30 minutes. Right? So that many others can do it, right? Yes. Ah, praise the Lord. Right? So, jokingly, I said we need to have a ding, you know, 3 minutes timer. After 3 minutes, it goes ding. That means you should sit down. The next one. No, I'm just joking. Don't do that. But you should turn on your inward timer. Amen. Timer.
I told the saints, in the beginning, when you learn, put it in your smartphone. That's really smart. Smart thing to do. Put your offering all in your smartphone, and then you choose the best, and then read it so that it'll not be too long and not be too short, and you won't miss anything important. Read your smartphone. Read it. It doesn't matter, because the Lord doesn't care if you read it, but God wants to see the reality in you. So if you have the reality, the substance, it doesn't matter if you read it or you memorize it, and it doesn't matter, or you write it down, you can have a notebook, yeah, like our brother writing down, that's very good. Then if you do that, right, you can time yourself 3 minutes, 4 minutes, it's okay. Maybe at most five, but it's already too long. So just like one brother said, you want to present a rose, cut everything. Just leave the rose here. Here's the rose. Here. Right? So may the Lord train us. We'll just learn. It does not matter. You know, it doesn't mean that that's the right way to do it. I don't know exactly the right way to do it, but that is one way. And I believe it is most appropriate to do it after the Lord's table, to give 30 minutes or, yeah, as long as some saints have brought some offering to give, that's fine. If not, then we go on. We have a pause, and then we can have the ministry sharing in the word. Then we can have the word. So we have our Lord's Day morning meeting in three sections. The first part in three parts. The first part is the table. Second part is your offering, the worship the Father. And the third part is the ministry of the word. Haba. That's the man man guy. We are Bana Chung with Lu Fa. Be Yao Zhang. We are Zhang. You are Bati Shong Zeman Be Sula. How do you dash your shishi? Chuo Yi Biao Zhang. Yeah. Woman who goes Shula, Zhong Hui Zhuo Chuo. Sibish. 你不要错就不要学了，你完全不学就不会做错，但是那变成是一个最大的错误。Right? So, it's all right if we made mistakes. If you don't want to make mistakes, just don't do anything. But then don't do anything is the biggest mistake. You end up making the biggest mistake. Right? So, may the Lord help us to learn. Amen. Don't take this as a law. But you should see that this is what God wants us to do. How to do it? Let us just learn and practice and see. And maybe as we go along doing this, the Lord, the Spirit, the anointing will teach us even more things. Right? It is just a start, a beginning for us to do it. But I assure you, if you learn to do that, eventually, you will become, unconsciously, you will become what you are experiencing of Christ as all these offerings. So finally, when the Lord comes back, you'll be the first fruits. Because you will be like Him, like Christ. This is God's way and wisdom to make us grow in life. If he doesn't ask you to do that, you won't do it. Right? Praise the Lord. Okay. Amen. Amen. We can have some prayers. Yes. Mm-hmm.